الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله A man saw a very dangerous looking monster in his sleep, in the dream. And he got scared and he said, Who are you? The answer was given that I am your bad deeds. He asked, How can I get rid of you? The answer was given, recite durood or salutations or salawat in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Once again, we welcome you into this silsila, Blessings of Quran of Madani channel. As normal, we discuss some of the ayat of Quran Kareem and shed some light on them and try to understand and learn some Madani pearls and flowers which we can collect and derive from these verses or ayat. In today's silsila, we will discuss two ayat, inshallah. Ayat number 23 and ayat number 24 of Surah Al-Baqarah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وَإِن كُنتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّنْ مِثْلِهِ وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ Translation from Kanzul Iman. And if you have any doubt as to what we have sent down on our bondsman, then bring just one chapter like it and call upon all your helpers beside Allah if you are truthful. But if you fail to do so, and surely you are bound to fail. Then guard yourselves against the fire whose fuel is humans and stones, which has been prepared for the infidels. This was the literal translation of these two ayat which we have recited. And now inshallah azza wa jal we will learn word by word these ayat and then summary of the tafsir and then we'll choose and collect some Madani flowers. In this ayah garima it is said wa in kuntum fi raibim if you are in doubt. It is not said here that if the doubt is in you or in your heart. What is said here actually that if you are in the doubt. This means that this doubt is temporary, in which you are involved and you are caught up, and a temporary sickness and illness can be treated. And the treatment is that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we are going to tell you in this ayat. And then we see the word mimma nazzalna. And the word nazzalna is derived from tanzeel. And the meaning of tanzeel is to come down little by little or bit by bit. Because this was the objection of infidels of Makkah, Kuffar-e Makkah, that if Quran is the kalam of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, it should have come down one time all of a sudden. This is actually the way of poets, because they write two couplets or four couplets a day and they keep on collecting, and then they make a book out of it. So in their assumptions or in their understandings, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thinks about two or four ayat, and then he collects them together and he comes and tells us that these are the surahs or these are the ayat which are revealed upon him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to these kuffar that if you are doubting because the Quran is being revealed bit by bit and you think that Quran is not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then treat your sickness with the following method, which is going to be discussed in this ayah kareem. And then we see the word ala abdina. The word abd is used. And this is the second doubt of kuffar which is being mentioned in this ayah kareem. They used to say that kalam-e ilahi, the word of Allah Azza wa Jal, should have been revealed on a special person. It should not have been revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam because he is not wealthy. He did not go and learn knowledge from anyone. He did not sit in the company of ulama. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you are doubtful that the Quran is being revealed upon this personality, who's my abd, who's my bondsman, then you need to treat yourself, and that treatment is going to be mentioned in this ayah kareem. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ, bring a surat, come with a surat. In the terminology of Sharia, surat is the name of a part of Quran Kareem in which a complete topic is mentioned and it has a name. Like every surat in Quran, they have names. And minimum, there should be three ayat in it. That is called surah. So they are being challenged, the kuffar, the infidels, they are being challenged that if you are in doubt about that which have been revealed upon our bondsman, then you should bring a surah which is similar to it. Now this is a challenge. Mislihi, this word he is called damir in the terminology of Arabic grammar. Oh, in Urdu we normally say it zamir, and in Arabic pronunciation we call it damir. In English it means pronoun. A pronoun which indicates upon another noun. Now, he, mithle he, is indicating towards something. So we would try to understand where this he is indicating to, and then we will establish a meaning. There are two possibilities, that this pronoun he is relating to or referring to ma, mim ma, that ma which is mentioned, it's referring to that ma. Then the meaning of the ayat would be that bring a surah similar to the surahs of Quran. So this tells us that Quran is matchless. There is nothing can be matched and compared with Quran-e-Kareem. And the second possibility is that this he is relating to or turning to or referring to the word abd, which is used in this ayah kareema. And then the meaning would be that bring a surah which is similar to the surah which Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam recites. So what it means? It means that first you need to find a person under the sky who is similar to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then tell him to make a surah, and then with the similar effect. But that's not going to happen because there is nobody who has been like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam till today. So therefore you will not find anybody like him, and when you would not find anybody like him, he would not be able to bring a surah like the surah of Mahbub sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So from this ayah kareema we learned that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is bemithl. Bemithl means nobody can be compared with him. Nobody can be similar, or nobody can be like him. And then we see the word wad'u shuhada'akum. Shuhada is plural of shaheed, which means hadir, the one who is present. And also a witness and a helper and a ruler is called shaheed as well, because a witness and a helper is present at the time of happening, and a case is normally presented in the court of hakim, ruler, and he makes a decision, and he is present there to make a decision. For that reasons they are called shaheed or shahid as well. And the person who is killed in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, he is also called shaheed. Why is he called shaheed? That as soon as he tastes the death or the soul comes out of his body, he is present in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, or he is present in Jannatul Firdaus. For that reason he is called shaheed. In other words, that other Muslims will reach Jannat after the Qiyamah has been established, but he is such person, shaheed is such person, that as soon as he dies, he reaches Jannatul Firdaus. So all these meanings can be understood from this word shuhada. How all these meanings can be understood? Let's try to implement some of the meanings. It's being said to the kuffar, O kuffar, in order for you to get help, you can call your assumed rulers who are idols, because they rule your life, they rule your hearts, and you call them. Or call your those scholars that you trust them, or you believe that they know everything and they are very knowledgeable, call them. Or you call the linguists of Arabic language, the poets, because They know ins and outs of the language, and they're expert and they're very fluent and they are orators. Go call them. And they are the one who are present in your heart. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَدْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ. This was the explanation of some of the words which are used in this ayah kareema. Now let's hear to the summary of the tafsir of this ayat. The infidels of Arab, they used to have certain doubts regarding Quran Kareem, and they used to say that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes this kalam himself, and he relates that to Rabb Azza wa Jal. And in this ayah kareema, such a beautiful example has been given for the kalam which is heavenly, which does not come from any person, and a beautiful way of challenge is being put to them. That, O people, in the dunya, in this world, everybody knows the difference between what is natural and what is man-made. Or what is made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or what is made by insan, by human being. Let's take example of a firefly and an ant. Everyone knows that a firefly is not created by human being, and everyone knows that an ant is not created by human being. And on the other hand, we know that an engine, maybe a train engine, or aeroplane engine, or car engine, is made by man. A globe, this light what you are seeing, a bulb, is created by man. Although the speed of engine is faster than an ant, the light of this bulb or globe is bigger and greater than the firefly, but we still have an understanding that engine and this bulb or globe is made by human being, because we know that there are factories, there are manufacturers who design and who manufacture, and it's sold and bought in the marketplace. And everyone knows that a firefly or an ant is not created by any person. Why? Because nobody till today could make a firefly. Nobody till today could make an ant. There is no factory in the world which manufactures fireflies or ants. So it's obvious and understandable to everyone that these things are created by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. A man cannot create them. So this is a natural law. So through this natural law, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the kuffar, if you are doubtful in our kalam in Quran as being the word of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and if you are doubtful in our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as being the Prophet of Allah, then let alone the other miracles, just come and compete with Quran Kareem. Because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also insan, he is human. He is born and brought up in your country in front of you. And you know it, that he did not go and learn the knowledge about Arabic language from any teacher. You the one that go and learn poetry and the language from other people. You go and attend functions and get-togethers of the people. You meet ulama, you meet historians. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not sit in the company of ulama. He did not read the books of historians or the books of history. His bringing up was in a village by Hazrat Halima Saadiya radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where the light of knowledge did not reach. People were not educated there. And then most of his life he stayed in isolation in worshipping Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So now see the difference between you and him. And then after showing the difference, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the challenge and makes the announcement that he alone reads this Quran Kareem to you, which is full of miracles. Now you get together, all of you, with all your helpers, with all your scholars, all the linguists, everyone who is an expert in this field of writing and poetry, you all get together. And a challenge is put to you that you bring one surah similar to the surahs of Quran Kareem. And if you are unable to do that, then you must understand that Quran is from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Quran is not from any human being, any person. So keep that principle of nature in mind, as we gave an example of a firefly and an ant, and make yourself understand that Quran is not from man, Quran is from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, simply because nobody is able to make Quran Kareem. As nobody is able to make an ant, nobody is able to make a firefly. Similarly, nobody is able to make a surah similar to the surahs of Quran Kareem. Now there are some beauties in Quran Kareem. There are exclusivities, there are specialities of Quran Kareem, because of which nobody was able to make anything similar to Quran Kareem. Let's discuss few of those excellences and the beauties of Quran Kareem. Number one, a shayar, a poet, whose kalam or whose writing or whose poetry is regarded as a great or a high caliber, who uses a lot of exaggerations and a lot of lies. There are a lot of imaginations which are not the truth, which are not according to the happenings. So those are lies. But the beauty of Quran Kareem is that everything we find is plain and simple and based on the truth, and there's no lie in it, there's no exaggeration, but still there is so much attraction in it that when people listen, they are shaken up. This very same Quran Kareem created such enthusiasm among Sahaba Ikram that they left their homes, their families, their children, they left their country, and they spent their lives, their possessions, everything that they owned in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. So nobody has a kalam similar to Quran Kareem. So who can make something similar to Quran Kareem? And the second difference is, if you are praising something which is seen, then it is easy. But if you are praising something which is unseen, then it is very difficult. So the poets, they say normally that it is very easy to praise a beloved, or to praise a vine, or to praise a horse, because these are things which are seen and people know about it, so you add some spices here and there and you make it interesting. But when you want to discuss something which is not seen and people don't know what it is, then it becomes very difficult to really impress or create interest in it. But Quran talks about many things which are unseen, and still those things are very interesting, so interesting that those things are instilled in the hearts of the people. Qiyamah, Jannat, Jahannam, those were issues which are hidden from the people. Normally people don't take interest in this type of things. Everybody who reads Quran-e-Kareem takes so much interest that many sinners, rebellious sinners, they became muttaqis, they became pious. So this is the beauty of Quran-e-Kareem. And then we see that in the poetry of great poets, one or two shairs or one or two couplets are of high level, which surprises people and amazes people. But the rest of the kalam is normal, there is nothing special. But Quran-e Pak is such kalam that from beginning to the end, it is wonderful. And there is nobody who is able to compete with any part of Quran-e Kareem from the beginning to the end. Because the very challenge tells us, Fatu bi suratin, bring any surah similar to Quran, any portion of Quran-e Kareem. That means there is nobody who can bring any portion, any surah compared to any part of Quran-e Kareem. So from beginning to the end, there is nothing which can be compared. And another beauty, if there is an excellent kalam or writing of someone, and if it's being said over and over, then you don't find the very same taste as you found first time or second time. But this is the speciality of Quran-e Kareem, that one topic, if it's being repeated over and over, each time you hear, you find a new taste. Let's say, for example, Surah Ar-Rahman. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. It's being repeated over and over, over and over. But when you hear a Qari reciting Surah Ar-Rahman and he's repeating فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, you find that spiritual ecstasy by hearing the repeats as well. And from the childhood we have been hearing, even when you become old, you are still hearing Quran-e Kareem and you find the same taste. So this is the excellence and the beauty of Quran-e Kareem. Great orators and poets, they say that when you are discussing an issue which is based on love, or in other words, a love story, that's actually very easy and it creates interest. But when you talk about legal issues, issues of legitimate and illegitimate, haram and halal and permissible and impermissible, then it becomes very dry. But subhanallah, Quran-e Kareem is such kalam, and it is the speciality and the exclusivity of Quran-e Kareem, that even when Quran-e Kareem talks about those legal issues, they are also very interesting and people find spiritual ecstasy and they find that taste that they would never find the taste from the words or the kalam of somebody else. So this is the speciality of Quran-e Kareem. And then we know that if there's a kalam of a poet or beautiful words of a writer who writes excellently, every kalam, every writing is not suitable for every occasion. For example, at the time of sadness, you can't read a kalam, you can't present a kalam which is made of a occasion of happiness, or at the time of happiness you can't sing a song of sadness or marsiya. That doesn't suit. But Quran-e Kareem is such kalam, whether you are happy or you sad, whether it's the time of nikah or wedding, whether it's the time of birth of a child, or going for Hajj and coming from Hajj, or celebrating Miladun Nabi, or somebody died, or there's janaza, or there's 40 days, or there's 3 days, any occasion, you recite Quran-e Kareem, you will find that taste. This is the beauty and the excellence of Quran Kareem, which you cannot find in the kalam of any other person. And then another excellence and beauty is that Quran Kareem is the asal and the root of every knowledge. Ilmul kalam, the knowledge regarding aqaid, ilmul fiqh, the knowledge of Islamic jurisprudence, ilmul usul, the rules of fiqh and hadith, and ilmul nahav and sarf, that is the ilm and the knowledge of Arabic grammar, the lughat, the literature, ilmul zuhud, how to be pious, and the news of unseen, and ilm of akhlaq, the knowledge about how to build a beautiful character. Quran covers all these topics. There is nothing which is not being covered in Quran Kareem. But if you find another book will talk about a particular subject and full stop. But Quran is the one book which gives enough and sufficient knowledge of everything and every aspect of the life. And then another beautiful beauty of Quran Kareem is this, that it doesn't matter how great the kalam is of someone. When you read it over and over, it becomes old. So even people say, no, that's old kalam, we have heard it over and over. But this is the exclusivity of Quran Kareem, that it is being recited over and over, over and over, over and over, but it still has that taste, still has that beauty in it, and the attraction, and person feels like reading, and feels like hearing, and feels like looking at the words of Quran Kareem. And another beauty is that any medicine that you find, it can treat one disease or two diseases. But Quran Kareem has such exclusivity and speciality that whether you have any spiritual sickness or you have any physical bodily sickness, Quran Majeed has a treatment for that. Its ibarat, its words become ta'weez. And when you recite and blow on someone, make dam, their musibats and difficulties are removed. And when you practice upon the teachings of Quran Kareem, you get the goodness of this dunya and you get the goodness of the akhirah. And another beauty, that all the branches of knowledge are the servants of Quran Kareem. Servants of Quran Kareem means they all are used to learn Quran Kareem. Quran Kareem is the original destination of every seeker of knowledge. For example, we learn Nahav or Mantiq or Falsafa, logic, philosophy, or Lugha, Arabic language. Why do we learn all this? So eventually we can learn Quran Kareem. The teachers are teaching you. Why? So you can learn Quran Kareem. So you have to go to a teacher in the beginning who would teach you how to recognize alphabetic letters, Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha. And then the Qari will teach you how to recite Quran Kareem. And then Alim-e-Deen will teach you the mazameen, the meanings, the topics which are being discussed in Quran Kareem. And a Sufi, your Pir o Murshid, will teach you the asrar and the secrets of Quran Kareem. So many teachers have taught you. And after learning from so many teachers, can someone say that I know everything what is in Quran Kareem? So these are the excellences and the special qualities of Quran Kareem. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the infidels, to the kuffar, that bring a surah which has got all these qualities, which has got all these beauties. And If you can't do that, then the next ayat says, فَإِلَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا. And if you can't say that, if you can't do that, وَلَمْ تَفْعَلُوا, and surely you are born to fail, you would not be able to do it. Subhanallah. This وَلَمْ تَفْعَلُوا is the news of unseen. And undoubtedly it's being said that, listen, listen carefully, you would not be able to do it. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this news of unseen is proven true. Because till today, all the kuffar of the world, all the infidels of world, could not make a small single surah of two or three lines which is similar to Qur'an-i Kareem. Their hearts are burning, they have tried their level best, but they failed, they are defeated. Because words of Qur'an-i Kareem are miracle, and you cannot match a miracle. Therefore, Ala Hazrat, Sayyidi Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, he says, تیرے آگے یوں تھے دبے لچے فصحا عرب کے بڑے بڑے کوئی جانے منہ میں زبان نہیں نہیں بلکہ جسم میں جان نہیں. او بلوڈ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, all the great poets and the linguists of Arabs, the Arabic language, who used to call rest of the world dumb, ajam, and they said, we have the tongue, we can have so many meanings for one word, and we can have so many words for one meaning. So there's nobody who can stand in front of us in talking, in kalam, in poetry. Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala says that they were forced in front of you, they were powerless in front of you. Koi jaane muh mein zuba nahi nahi balki jism mein ja nahi. Some people thought maybe they don't have tongue in their mouth. Oh beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they stood in front of you, no, Allah says the fact of the matter is that they did not have life in their bodies when they stood in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, the summary of the tafsir of the second ayat which we have recited is that when the challenge was given to the kuffar about making a surah, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, okay, go do, and told them at the same time that you would not be able to do it. So then you must understand that by denying Qur'an-i Kareem as a kalam of Allah, you are preparing yourself to fight with Almighty, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one who fights with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his place is in hell. And the fire of hell is so strong that the other fire in the dunya is burnt with the small, soft, dry woods in the dunya that you collect and you take from the trees. But that fire in Jahannam is so severe and so strong that its fuel is humans and stones. So be careful what you are doing. Today is the time that you change your approach and you become believers. So this was actually an argument and a challenge which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in front of disbelievers. And this is the miracle of Qur'an-i Kareem, and we can see that miracle with our naked eyes. That 1400 years have been passed till today, no kafir in the world, no disbeliever in the world has come up with a surah which is similar to the surahs of Qur'an-i Kareem. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are Muslims, and we see this beautiful miracle which strengthens our iman and our faith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the beautiful path of Islam, the path of balance, the path of our pious elders, and the path and the teachings which Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu has provided us. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah.
Ascending success, staring success, staring.